I would like to present this model that is given in the Kathopanishad. The Kathopanishad is stating that there is a chariot. It's referring to your body as the chariot. This chariot has got horses, 5 horses. There are reins in the mouths of the horses. The reins are in the hands of the charioteer, the driver, standing there. And there is a passenger sitting behind. Now, ideally, the passenger should instruct the charioteer, come on, this is my desired destination. And the whole contraption will go in the desired direction. But here what is happening is that the passenger has gone to sleep. So these horses have taken over. The horses say, we wish to go there, we wish to go there. They tug at the reins and the charioteer, for lack of guidance, just directs the chariot in the direction where the horses tug. Now the chariot is the body. The 5 horses are the 5 senses within us. The reins from the mouths of these horses, this is the mind that has the ability to control these horses, the senses. The reins are in the hands of the intellect, the charioteer. And the passenger seated behind is the seat of consciousness, the soul itself, that is energizing the whole system, because of which there is life. You know, Albert Giorgi, Nobel Prize winner, he said, in my search for life, I ended up with electrons and protons. Somewhere down the line, consciousness slipped out of my hands. In my old age, I am tracing my steps backward. What is the basis of consciousness? All the scientific community is puzzled by this riddle. Is consciousness created merely from combinations of electrons and protons and neutrons? It doesn't seem a sufficient answer. So the Vedas are saying there is the source of consciousness, which is the soul, the real you, seated inside. That is energizing this whole system. When that leaves, the system is insentient. When it is present, there is sentience everywhere. You prick a thorn into the finger, oh, what happened? It's paining. There is life. There is sentience. Similarly, the mind, intellect have all been energized by the presence of that seat of consciousness, the soul. Now the problem is the soul is sleeping. If you can use that soul power, if you can wake up to your inner potentialities and first of all bring this intellect under control through sublime knowledge, through divine truths, illumine this intellect. And then utilize that illumined intellect. Guide the intellect. Don't let the intellect roam without guidance. And then use that intellect to control the mind by repeatedly contemplating the place for happiness which you cherish. And then utilize the mind to rein in the 5 horses. The senses. In this manner, the Vedas say, use this machinery that has been granted to you to cross over this vast material ocean and reach your final goal, final destination, which is God, which is the Supreme Lord Himself.